Welcome to Switch Island, Desert Island Cartridges, episode 13. It has been an absolutely scorching week here on the island, really dangerously hot at times. People have been getting sunburn and it's been a little bit unpleasant. But always thinking of his fellow man, Mark has taken health and safety into his own hands, God bless him. And I can even see him over there in the distance. He looks like he's rubbing in some of his homemade after sun into Dan's back. He's been doing that to everyone. Nobody's got any idea what he puts in that stuff, but seems to attract a lot of flies, but it does the job. So thanks.
Well, around here we call that just Tuesday, mate, isn't it? That's pretty par for the course.
Bless him. And as you can probably tell from that that voice, joining me today is the Enigma, the man who has fleeting appearances on Desert Island Cartridges and then disappears, and we don't hear.
I'm always here. I'm lurking in the background.
Always
not
lurking.
Seen too often.
Always watching. Yeah. So it's Mike. How you doing, Mike?
Yeah, not bad, thanks. Yeah,
good.
I've been playing a lot of my time at Porsche, so that's been sort of keeping me away from the island for a bit.
Nice.
It's a very time-intensive game, so review coming soon.
Enjoying it? Keep it spoiler-free, obviously, but so far you're enjoying
it? It is good. The game is great. The port is a bit so-so, but you'll hear more about that later. I'll keep it under wraps for now.
Nice. Sounds good. And also joining me today he's joining me for the second week in a row. Our newbie, he's still so enthusiastic. We're yet to beat that out of him. And that is Rich. How you doing, Rich?
I'm good, thanks. Finally made it to the island. I was lured to my destruction by Mark's siren song. I've managed to get myself out of the wreckage and I've climbed onto shore.
You have. I think he was disappointed when his song lured you in. I don't think you're his target audience, to be honest.
I'm not too bad.
But, you know,
any
port in a storm.
Exactly.
Right, and before we introduce our guests for today, we just want to thank all of our lovely Patreonians who make all of this stuff possible. So we'll just rattle through them super quickly. Anyone got a list of them? Or remember them from memory?
Ooh.
No, not a chance.
Insert
list here.
What do they pay for? what do they pay for? No, so thank you to Stevie Boxall, Andrew Dickinson, Aaliyah Jones, Richard Atkinson, Mark Hammond, Adam Phillips, Lewis Wilson, and some guy called Richard Elsie. Has anyone heard of him?
Richard Elsie.
Sounds like a bit of a twat.
Sounds proper dodgy.
No, we love you, Rich.
Don't need his money.
We love you, and we love all of our patrons, so thank you for your support as ever. And anyone else out there, if you love mopping up our content as much as we love spilling it all over your faces, then please consider supporting us on Patreon, which is patreon.com/theswitchisland. Now, all that stuff out of the way, can you guys see someone approaching in the distance there? He looks like a man who's been to hell and back. It's the developer of Hell Is Other Demons. It's Hannes Rahm. And you're going to have to tell me how to pronounce your name properly.
That is perfect.
Was that good?
Yeah.
You did it. Well
done. I watched it. I only practiced it 50 times beforehand. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty okay, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, not bad at all. Not bad at all. Nice to meet you and welcome to the island. What do you think?
I think it's lovely here. Yeah. Probably a little bit hot for me, mm-hmm. Being from up in the cold north of Europe and Sweden. But nice. Yeah, looks good.
Good. Just for the guys at home that don't know, do you want to just tell us a little bit about what you do and a little bit about Hell Is Other Demons? Because that's come out fairly recently to Switch, right?
Yeah, for sure. So Hell Is Other Demons is It's a bullet hell platformer in four bold colors, and it's out on Switch right now. It's out on cartridge right now, and it's a game I made almost by myself. It's a collaboration with me and two audio guys, mm-hmm. Magnus and Remy. So I've been working on that for quite a bit, and came out on Switch on the 18th. And I'm kind of recovering from from getting that out there.
Yeah, I can imagine. And is it, I don't know, just, I imagine there's quite a lot of work to do beforehand, but then afterwards you've got all the press and actually marketing it so people buy it, right? That must be almost as hard work as making it.
Absolutely. So leading up, of course, was a lot of work getting things done. Then there are some lead times with getting games out on consoles and so on. So it was almost like the calm before the storm, before the 18th. And then everything like marketing comes on, and then I started working on the first patch that fixes some issues that came up pretty quickly once you release something into the wild.
Yeah.
Some performance issues and such. And then just sprinting really to get that fix out there. I'm looking forward to some time off here on the island.
Well, that's what it's for. Hopefully you can stay.
We'll see.
Is this the first sort of time you've had a game come to Switch? Is this your first sort of foray into that?
For sure, this is my first like commercial game. I've done a bunch of like flash games and game jams and so on in the past.
How was that working? You know, sort of with the Switch as a platform to develop on, as opposed to sort of a PC would be sort of the go-to for indie games such as yours.
Yeah, so I've done both leading up to it. So the port, so to speak, to Switch wasn't all that bad, actually. There was a few hiccups, and there's also all the things around with like getting onto the platform and getting through jumping through all the hoops to get your game up to spec, so to speak. Yeah, it's sure been different from making a purely PC thing, but it hasn't been too bad. I imagine people with crazier graphics setups would have maybe a little bit of a different feel to it. So mostly it's been running great.
Very cool, and the reception for the most part seems to have been pretty positive overall. I know we're reviewing it at the moment. I think Sticky Steve is working his way through it, mm-hmm. and I think early impressions are really good, so he's enjoying it, and I expect yet another positive review for it from us once he gets around to it.
Yeah, and fingers crossed, right?
Well, maybe by the time this goes out, the review will be out, actually. I wouldn't be surprised. He works pretty fast.
He does. Cool stuff. Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
No, please, after you.
No, I was just about to say that the reception, all the media around it, reception on social has been really, really good. Like from a first commercial release, I'm over the moon with the reception I've got so far.
I mean, just from, you know, I haven't played it myself, but just the presentation of it really speaks to me. That color palette that you've used, that sort of Downwell-ish look to it.
I'm loving music as well.
Yeah, the synth wave music.
It's interesting you say Downwell. I sort of had that as well when I saw sort of early screenshots for it, or when it sort of first appeared on the eShop. I did think Downwell, so, which is great. You know, it's obviously that sort of art style has been coming back in over the last couple of years, but
yeah, love it.
You've also sort of got a list of like sort of 80s synth sort of pop neon colors to it as well, which just, it really worked, brought it all together.
Yeah. But yeah, the reason we brought you here, shipped you all the way over here, is to try and get a game to enter the coveted Desert Island Cartridges, which is an elusive award that allows only the best games into an exclusive all-inclusive club. So you've had a bit of time to think about it, what game you'd like to bring.
Yeah.
So let's hear it, and let's judge you.
My candidate mm-hmm. is Hyperlight Drifter. It's a real favorite of mine that I think stands up there with all the best. It's a game. It's like the only game I've been even close to moving towards that elusive 100% status, picking up all the stuff into it. And I haven't got sick of it. I've played it multiple times through. It's just gloriously good looking, yeah. Sounds awesome, plays really, really well, got super good combat. The story is, to my mind, the perfect, like, sort of in the background, but you can kind of dig into it. No words. I just love that game. And when you maybe I'm colored by like the dev's story behind it with the heart disease stuff and all that good stuff. I really adore that game. It's probably my favorite ever.
Yeah, talk us through that, the story, because I know it's something that your character, doesn't he bleed the entire way through the game, and that's, or something like that, he's got something wrong with him, is that the case?
Yeah, I think it's not really explained in so much details. It's more of so you know the creator of the game has I think it's called like a congenital is that the word in English? Sorry, I'm not native. Heart issue where he has problems. And I think that inspired the kind of creation of the game. The big baddie is sort of, yeah, I don't want to spell it out too much, but I feel there's a connection there between those things. And you kind of, you do cough up blood or whatever it is.
And you are sort of followed, aren't you, through the story by this shadow creature in several cutscenes as you go through the story. It's quite obtuse, but it looks very symbolic. So if you have sort of the background knowledge, I'm sure it means a lot more.
Yeah, I think it all clicks. I watched a couple of like documentaries and interviews and all that, and I just think the whole package of that game works so well.
It does. It gives off the impression of being, this is an incredibly poncy thing to say, but like a work of art, like video games as art.
For sure. Yeah.
The fact that it's got, as you say, all the storytelling is kind of just inferred rather than said outright. You know, it's got that.
Yeah.
There's no
dialogue in the game. There's only like these nicely drawn pictures that tell you about the world and a little bit about what you're doing there, maybe.
And even there, few and far between. It's very sort of open, but it works. It really does. Yeah.
So have you, Rich, Mike, have either of you two played this?
I have. I have. Shockingly.
I have not played it at all.
Mike, you've played it, have you?
I mean to.
I have. Rich means to. You should. It's very good. It's one of the one of the first games I bought sort of after joining Switch Island and never got around to reviewing. So it just sort of sat in my catalog. But it was really good. The story is sort of obtuse and a bit open for interpretation, but the gameplay is so fantastically tight and sort of nail-bitingly tough, but fair. And it's, I can see why it's his pick. It's a good choice.
I know Mark loves this game as well, doesn't he?
He does.
He's a massive fan of it. I thought he'd reviewed it, but I'm looking on our site now and I can't actually find the review. So whether that's...
I think there is definitely... There is definitely a review for it out there, I think, by us, possibly, and all that. But
I'm pretty certain he gave it over a 9, as far as I recall. I think it was possibly. Yeah, I think it was scored very highly. I suppose the question is though, what's the longevity of the game? Because obviously you're going to be stuck here for as long as you last. So how is there much replayability? You said you come close to kind of 100%ing it, but what is the replay value, I guess?
So there's a couple of things that are actually, I think, endless, but I haven't finished it yet. But there is this battle arena thing that you unlock by closer to the end of the game, and there is I think 5 arenas where you can kind of go until you die. And so you can really like hone in on your skills there. And so that gives you a little bit of a replay. This might not sell the game that much, but I'm the kind of person that watches like I will rewatch Game of Thrones again, and I will rewatch TV series that I've seen, just because I kind of really like reliving that. And if I'm stuck on an island, I would be devastated by not being able to play Hyperlight Drifter ever again.
Yeah,
right.
That's an interesting angle. That's the first time that someone's thought of it from that way. Like, rather than, oh yeah, what game would be great? What game would last that long? You're the first person that's gone, I'd be genuinely sad if I couldn't play this game ever again. You are tugging on our heartstrings.
That's nice.
That's very, very, very shrewd. But yeah, I suppose, you know, speaking of tugging on the heartstrings, it strikes me as a quite a heavy game, like emotionally. Is that the case? Mm.
It sure can be, depending on, like, it's what you put into it.
Mm.
And I think I can play it, like, just for the mechanics of it, as much as I can play it for the beautiful art or, like, the subdued story stuff. Sometimes, yes, go up to the north, and then you go to the library place, and then you go out to a secret room, spoilers, off to the side, and then I just sit my character down and watch the scenery behind it. And there is this wind sound effect, and there's a little bit of that music there, and yeah, I just find it a world that I like escaping to, even though it's kind of heavy in terms of where the story goes and what the dev story behind it and all that stuff. I just find it kind of lovely.
So there's kind of layers of enjoyment then. You can get as deep into it as you want, I guess.
Yeah. Mm, nice. And of course, like if we're talking about just replay, there is also New Game Plus that I haven't finished yet. There is so many things to find, like different kits, like a different colored sword that has some kind of effect and so there's a bunch of those things.
They're limited as well, but you can change your clothes, or I think it's just the color of your cloak as well, so there's sort of some character customization also in the Switch version, which is sort of the enhanced version or the super edition or whatever that I'm sure you can get elsewhere. You play as a different character after the first campaign. You come back as a different character with a different move and play through the same campaign. Sort of a different attack. So
yeah,
there is replayability in there.
I think you put Rich off by when you mentioned about changing clothes, though. I don't think he's taking his Switch Island t-shirt off.
So
for 3 weeks.
It's like the color of your cloak changes. That's it. It goes. Your character goes from mostly blue to mostly yellow or whatever.
I have the colors of his t-shirts. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, Rich, what do you make of this game? What are your kind of outsider impressions of it?
I am actually reading through it now, you know, frantically, just trying to catch up. It's terrible. I should know about this game. The name, I know this game, but I've not played it. So it looks like it's my kind of thing. I'm a bit of a sucker for emotional, narrative heavy games, ones that do tug on the heartstrings. I mean, from playing games like Gris and Hellblade. I'll definitely have to give it a try. Definitely. It looks like my kind of thing.
It's for me, it's one of them that has always been on my kind of watch list, but yeah. I don't think it's ever come down significantly in price. So I've kind of like just been waiting for, 20% off. I'll snap it up now because I like the look of it, but there's so many other games to play at the moment. It's almost like I can't justify buying it at full prices.
Yeah,
I don't know if anyone else's mind works like that, but it just seems like I will get it, definitely. And off the back of what you've said as well. It does sound.
In terms of difficulty, where does this game come in? Because I usually run screaming from overly difficult games. I'm not Mark, so
the game can be kind of difficult. There are some things you can do to alleviate that, but I would leave those for a spoiler session or something like that. But yeah, the game is pretty hard, and the game is also very open, So you can go in any direction you want. You can fight any out of three bosses to start with. And picking one of them, depending on your playstyle, sort of, but picking one of them would kind of make it harder on you. I did that the first time.
I think I must have been the same, because the first boss I came across in that game was definitely the one that gave me the most trouble. So apart from the final boss, I think I picked wrong. I shouldn't have gone north, but there you go.
Well, I guess that again makes the you know, the fact the replayability increases that, doesn't it? The fact you can go, I think Mark has said before, you can basically choose what direction you go in to start with, and then the adventure takes a kind of different shape depending on how you start it.
Cool.
Which sounds pretty cool. And yeah, I know Mark had mentioned the difficulty. I think this game is fairly notorious for being tricky, but he said that it's not as hard as everyone makes out. Kind of like something, you know, like, I mean, he'd like,
this is Mark, though. Come on.
Yeah, he loves to take a beating, doesn't he? So maybe just, yeah, disregard the last 30 seconds of what I said. but yeah, I think that's definitely an interesting pick, and an indie pick as well, which is good.
Nice to see.
Yeah, like that. So what we do on top of the game choice is we ask our guests to choose a food and drink that they'd like to bring onto the island as well. And that just helps us, you know, just build up a character profile of you to determine whether you're, you know, a safe
person, a murderer,
to have around. Yeah. just from these three choices, that's all we need. So if it came down to it, what food and drink would you bring on the island with you?
So would there be water, drinkable water on the island?
We already have water. Yes. That's taken care of. Yep.
Then, and this is a weird one. I buy this really cheap, terrible chemical energy drink called Kong Strong from like a low budget place.
Ooh, okay.
And it's sugar free and it's glorious. I wouldn't want to. Wouldn't want to live without that.
Strong. Every island needs a Kong, so.
Yeah, we've got one, Mr. Benji Kong. But there you go.
I fully expect everyone to hate it, but I really like it. So, I don't know. It's kind of a Red Bull copy. But
what flavor is it?
Blue? I think.
That's a color.
Just neon blue. Yeah, radioactive.
Something
blue.
Like that.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay,
it's a Red Bull copy, but right. I think it's much better than Red Bull and like a third of the price. so it wouldn't tax the drinks fund on the island too heavily either.
Yeah,
I think that's something that speaks for it.
I just love it how you've gone from asking about have we got water, like the healthiest drink you can get, to going, okay, all right, since you've already got water, I'll bring this battery acid instead.
Those are the only two you need. Those are the only two you need.
The two extremes, exactly.
Yeah, a balanced diet.
And how about your food choice?
Oh, I just had a really good serving of... Oh, so I have no idea what this is called in English.
Okay.
But it's pork and it's this onion sauce with like cream and onions and then potatoes. So kind of heavily, it's almost like think thick bacon that isn't smoked.
Okay.
Just put that in the pan, fry it up. So it's really good and crispy, right?
Crispy, yep.
And then you have these really good, thick sauce with like lots of onion, cream. It's kind of, yeah, really, really good sauce. And then the potatoes with that, just boiled potatoes with the skin on them.
I mean, I've no idea what you're talking about, but my mouth is watering.
That sounds so good. Yeah,
sounds
yeah.
delicious. Has it got a name?
I need to Google this.
Has the dish got a name?
Yeah, it's called steakt fläsk med löksås.
Oh, you should have just said that. Yeah.
Of course. Fried pork with onion sauce.
Right.
That genuinely does sound amazing. You are making my mouth water.
Imagine being a little bit famished on the island, and then you get back to camp, and then you get this steaming, like the sun has gone down, it's starting to get a little bit chilly, and you get this really heavy, filling, juicy, crispy, salty thing. I think that would be really good. And combination with the Kongstrong, I mean, what else do you need to hear?
I don't know if I admire the taste with Kongstrong, but yeah.
What a combo. Well, it could have been worse. You could have brought that the Swedish fermented herring. Have you ever tried that?
I have not. I don't eat anything from, like, and this is the other part, but island life is usually full of fish and all that, which I don't eat. So I feel like bringing that in there, I could stand a couple of years with that, I think.
Yeah. No, I like the choice. Carry on, Rich.
So I think the only Swedish dish I've had is IKEA meatballs. That's it. So
that is Sweden to me, man. It's good.
Dime bar cheesecake to finish. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Beautiful.
See, we are cultured men.
I am glad you chose a sort of a national dish. I thought that was a nice touch. Yeah. I was worried.
Yeah.
Do you have a lot of like snacks on the island already, or do people usually bring like food, or
people generally bring either something complete junk food, complete crap, or something extremely healthy like sushi? It tends to be no in between. You are definitely the first person that's brought an energy drink though. I'll give you that.
Guys, we're going to need them for all the gaming we do. We just need someone to bring Doritos and we'll be fine.
We're going to find out after this podcast that he was sponsored by Kongstrong.
That's why he wanted to do it on video, so he could get his product placement checks.
Yeah. You got to make money somehow.
Yeah.
Being an indie day, right?
Yeah.
All right, cool. All right, so you've got the three choices. I'm not going to attempt to pronounce the food.
We can judge whether he's a murderer.
We can judge it. And I was worried with the drink, but let's take everything into account. You guys, let's go Rich first. What do you think of these choices?
I think they're good, yeah. The dish sounds lovely. I can't comment on a Hyperlight Drifter. I've not played it, but I'm going to. The drink, I haven't had an energy drink in a long while, but yeah. I think so. His video is on, so he's not a murderer. So,
no, that's true. He hasn't murdered anyone since we've been on the video, anyway.
He wouldn't show his face.
No. Mike, what are you thinking?
Yes to the game. Hyperlight Drifter, great choice. It's a great game. Yeah. Rich, you should definitely play it. Yes to the drink. I've never had a Kongstrong, but I do like a good old sort of Tesco's bargain energy drink, 20p sort of job.
Nice. Yeah, so
I'm thinking it's similar. And with the food, change the potatoes to dauphinoise and you've got yourself a deal.
Right.
Yeah, definitely. Yes to all three.
Cool. Yeah, well, I feel very much the same. I have misgivings about the energy drink, but that's only because I get attacked every time I walk outside by teenagers that are high on these energy drinks, but I'm not suggesting that you would do the same, so yeah. For me, I would say the food sounds good, and Hyperlight Drifter is a game that I definitely would like to try out at some point in my life, so yeah, I think it's a yes from all three of us, so congratulations, you've made it. Woo. On well
Yay.
Done. And we don't just let any old riffraff on, so this is a big moment. We have only rejected one person in the past, but
Rip WarioWare, but there you go.
And that was actually Mike's doing. He was very much
let's not get into that now. But
pantomime villain Mike. Yeah, of course. All right, yeah. So do you want to tell? Obviously, Hell Is Other Demons is out now. I think it's priced at. I did write it down somewhere. Is it $8.99? $8.99 and then $9.99 in the US, I believe.
For sure.
So where can people find you online?
You can find me at, and this is going to be another one of those name things. I'm at Kebab Skull on Twitter. And you can find more info about the game, Hell is Other Demons, on hellisotherdemons.com. We get links to the Switch shop and everything like that.
Sweet. No, brilliant. And yeah, keep an eye out for our review of that. As I say, it should probably be out by the time this podcast goes live. So have a look if you're interested in the game. Check that out. And yeah. We thanks a lot for coming on, and thank you to Mike and Rich. Cheers, guys.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Yeah, Mike, where can people find you on the interweb?
Go find me on the Switch Island Twitter, or at Kenny Press F on Twitter, or around the website or Discord. Actually, definitely go check out Discord.
Definitely.
There you go. Yeah.
It is a good laugh. And Rich, how about you, mate?
You can find me on Twitter at DreamcastBarber. I'm also on Discord as well. Don't really use it, but I'm there. So
he likes it when people follow him. Just
go. I love to be followed. Apart from Mark,
so. He loves. Brilliant. And I have been Ben at Benji Kong on Twitter, and you can follow everything that we do at. We've changed it, haven't we? The Switch Island on Twitter.
Everything is at the Switch Island. All handles. Yeah.
The Switch Island. Everywhere, and you can go to theswitchisland.com to check out all of our reviews, all of our content, and what have you. And as I said before, if you enjoy what we do, please consider supporting us on Patreon. And with that, we will leave you. We bring episode 13 to a close, and we'll see you guys on the next one. Bye bye.